Good morning. Welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. In the next hour, we've got Phil's Pick, new music from The Killers, and we're going to bend the format just a little bit toward the end of the hour. And of course, the best rock from all eras. Start off with 38 Special at WMFO.
Yeah.
Foo Fighters here on Rock of Ages, WMFO Everlong. And we heard 38 Special, Caught Up in You. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRusso. Thank you for waking up with me this morning if you're scrambling, getting ready to work or whatever. It is Thursday, August 20th. We're looking at a nice day today, mostly sunny, pleasant in the Boston area, at least high of about 80 degrees. Tonight it'll be clear, low 60. And tomorrow and Saturday, back to the heat, partly cloudy, but a high of around 89 degrees. And we've got a lot going on in the world, as usual. It's been a kind of a crazy week. The Bruins and the Celtics continue their playoff marches and are doing pretty well. And the Red Sox are continuing their historically bad season. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but they are literally on the pace to be one of the worst teams in the history of the franchise. They just keep losing. They were slaughtered several times this week by the Yankees last weekend and also by the Phillies, and things do not look good for the Red Sox. Probably the biggest news locally is that the colleges all across the area are ready to have their students report, at least those that are having students come. And there have been some pretty epic fails nationally. At the University of North Carolina, they were open for literally 1 week before there were several COVID-19 outbreaks, and they had to close it down. And just the other day, Notre Dame had the same experience. In Boston, we are bracing ourselves for the return of the students, which is really already happening. At Tufts, where I work and where this radio station is located, we have an extensive plan of screening and testing and contact tracing, so fingers crossed things will go smoothly here. Well, it is time for Phil's pick. Every week at this time, my friend Phil from Watertown gives us his recommendations for some great music. And today's pick is an artist named Jackie Green. Phil, tell us about it.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Silver Lining by Jackie Green. Jackie Green is from California. His music delivers an earthy undercurrent of folk and blues with a strong rock and roll swagger. He's played with the Black Crows, supergroup Trigger Hippy, and various members of the Grateful Dead. Sit back and enjoy, and thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Don't think that the life that we're living is easy. We travel around. Our feet don't touch the ground. I like to believe after all this I'd end up a millionaire. But that's not where it's at. Anyway, it don't work like that. Where's my silver lining? I've been trying to see. But every day comes shining. Hey, shine your light. Where I understand. It's just that sometimes it's so fast I can't even catch up to myself. Goodbye, Bowling Green. Hello, Abilene. Where's my silver lining? I've been trying. Light way down on me. I guess he's lonely too. Or maybe he's preaching out loud all the truth that I already know. Life ain't never fair. It's like that everywhere.
Yeah.
You're listening to Tufts Freeform Radio at 91.5 WMFO. That's Radiohead, one of those bands that can really put together a sweet melody when they want to, and every once in a while they give you a song like that. That one's called Nice Dream. We heard Pete Townshend from his solo album and Slit Skirts, and up top, Phil's pick. Today's pick was Jackie Green from his album called Back to Birth from 2016, and the song was Silver Lining. And join us every week at this time for Phil's pick. Phil from Watertown will give us his recommendations for some great rock, and we look forward to that again next week. There was a very interesting article in the Boston Globe this week. It was called Aerosmith, The Cars, The Pixies. Boston used to be a rock and roll capital. Where has all the music gone? And the article was mainly about how Boston was a hotspot for up-and-coming rock acts in the 70s and the 80s, really through the 90s. And now the scene is all but dead, and really has been for years. And the article goes on to try to explain why. And there were several key elements that led to that success, according to the article. The clubs, like The Rat, but radio, too. WBCN, later on WFNX. I think radio was a huge factor. I've spent a lot of time in the show talking about how there's really no current radio outlet for album rock, and how that format just fizzled in the early 2000s. And it's true. Where would a band like The Cars or J. Geil's band get played today? How would anybody find out about them? There's no radio, and therefore there is no scene. So I do think there is an audience for picking up that format where it left off, and that's what I try to do here every week on Rock of Ages. One band that was highlighted in the article was Buffalo Tom. This is Buffalo Tom from 1992, Tail Lights Fade, WMFO.
For years I'm lost in the dark, and I feel like a dinosaur. Broken face and broken hands, I'm a broken man. A hermit in her world. The story was much like mine. She could be my Valentine. And although we've never met, I won't forget her yet. She cut herself off from her past. Now she's alone at last. Quiet time, can't be Dick nor Jesus Christ. Could not help my faith, but I'm underneath a gun. I'm singing about my past. Had myself a wonderful thing, but I could not make it last.
Somewhere in the town, us won't survive. See, the boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like the game, if you lose, go to jail.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak.
Playing the best rock from all eras, this is 91.5 WMFO, Rock of Ages.
Was hurt.
That is Coldplay and Hymn for the Weekend, WMFO. We also heard Thin Lizzy with Jailbreak. Thin Lizzy, most famous for The Boys Are Back in Town. But that was their kind of second biggest song. And local artists Buffalo Tom, Tail Lights Fade here. On Rock of Ages at WMFO, this is Ron LaRussa. I appreciate you joining me this morning. We've got a nice day in the forecast for today. It'll be sunny, mostly sunny, high around 80 degrees tonight. Mainly clear, low around 60. And tomorrow and Saturday, the heat kind of kicks in again. We're looking at a high of around 89 degrees. Forbes magazine has published its annual highest paid actors list for 2020. And it's very interesting for a couple of reasons. The list includes income not just from their acting, but also from things like endorsements and licensing deals and things like that. And it covers the period June 2019 to June 2020. And one thing that's clear is the single biggest influence on earnings for these top 10 actors is Netflix. And they give us an example, Adam Sandler, whose only box office movie this year was Uncut Gems, which was a great movie, by the way. He only earned about $5 million for that, but he still landed at number 9 on the list because he got $31 million as part of his four-film $250 million deal with Netflix that he made in 2014. So anyway, the list. Most notable about it, there are no women on it. And at first I thought that was very strange, and then as I read on, it said that the list of highest paid actresses will be out next month. And I'm not quite sure why they make that distinction, but they do, so no reason to get excited about that. So number 10, Jackie Chan. If you can believe it, 6 decades in the business, he made $40 million. Number 9 is Sandler. Will Smith, number 8, at $44.5 million. There's Lin-Manuel Miranda, number 7. And number 6, one of the only Bollywood actors on the list, it's Akshay Kumar, $48.5 million. Then we get to the top 5. At number 5, Vin Diesel made $54 million. In fourth place was Ben Affleck. Big comeback year for Ben, $55 million. Number 3, another Boston guy, Mark Wahlberg, $58 million. And then the top 2. Number 2, no surprise, I think, Ryan Reynolds at $71 million. And number 1 is a surprise. At least it is to me. It's not someone who I immediately associate as a box office superstar, although maybe I'm just not paying attention. It's Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who outpaced the competition by a lot, $87.5 million last year. Wow. Anyway, that's the list. The list of actresses will come out next month, and we'll probably run through that for fun, too. Up next, we've got new music from The Killers right after this.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Killers have been around forever, and they've got a new album coming out. In fact, this is coming out tomorrow, August 21st. It'll be called Imploding the Mirage, and this is Dying Breed, new from The Killers, WMFO, Rock of Ages.
Strong and steady.
You're listening to Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 WMFO. Marshall Crenshaw with some 80s pop rock. Always used to think of him as kind of Elvis Costello light. That's called Whenever You're On My Mind. Also the Smithereens, Behind a Wall of Sleep, and new from the Killers. The song is Dying Breed, the album is called Imploding the Mirage, and it comes out tomorrow, August 21st, new from the Killers. Well, we're getting sort of toward the end of the hour, and whenever we get toward the end of the show like this, I sometimes like to bend the format a little bit. And that's what I'm going to do now. Believe it or not, this song and artist once got a lot of airplay on Album Rock Radio, which is a little hard to believe given the way the format evolved over the years. But it's a great song and really good for waking up at 8 o'clock in the morning. The Isley Brothers, WMFO. The Isley Brothers on WMFO. That's called That Lady. Not only did we play it, we played the long version too. Well, that is the end of the hour. Ron LaRussa here. Thank you for joining me. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Thursday morning, same time. Till then, take care.